AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Mask wearing becomes mandatory in Oregon this week. Governor Kate Brown says come Friday, people will have to wear face coverings again in indoor public places. She says the Delta variant is fueling new COVID cases, even with the high vaccination rate, and the state's running out of intensive care beds.
I needed to make a decision to preserve our hospital bed capacity and ensure that we have adequate staffing.
California's two leading teachers' unions say they do agree with the governor's new mandate that teachers and school support staff, like cafeteria workers and bus drivers, are required to get a COVID vaccine or face weekly testing. California, like the rest of the country, seeing a surge in pediatric COVID infections linked to the Delta variant. But in Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis disputes that finding.
In terms of the hospitalization percentage, we've not seen any change in that in Florida.
Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood's reporting more than 200 pediatric COVID cases were confirmed last month, 10 times more than in June. Have you noticed prices at the gas pumps are higher? The White House has.
Gas prices in the U.S. are up about a dollar from a year ago. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says if higher gas costs are left unchecked, they could hurt the global economic recovery. He's calling on OPEC to move faster in restoring the global petroleum supply to pre-pandemic levels. The White House is also asking the FTC to look for any illegal actions in the domestic gas market that could be leading to higher prices at the pump, a key talking point for GOP critics. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Extreme heat's coming this week to the Pacific Northwest, while Florida could get drenched this weekend from Tropical Storm Fred. Another record high close for the Dow and the S&P 500. This is AP News. In Afghanistan, major cities and military bases continue to fall in a blitz by the Taliban.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which again we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Census Bureau will be releasing data this week that will likely show dozens of counties, particularly in the southern U.S., are no longer majority white. And the data show there is no one race or ethnic group that's now dominating the population. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.